if you will. A world where every meme and comment is fact-checked, but not a ballot. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Now we got to get to peace. You can't have this going on. And I will say, Israel has to be very careful because you're losing a lot of the world. You're losing a lot of support. But you have to finish up. You have to get the job done. And you have to get on to peace. You have to get on to a normal life for Israel and for everybody else.
Interesting. Well, we have, you're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
Castaway, huh? Wrote it in palm leaves, huh?
Isn't that neat?
The rescue is all over the news.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The only question I have is, did they have a volleyball?
I was like, didn't we see this in a movie? In palm leaves, they wrote out help and were rescued. Anyways, Chris Ann Hall, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Good, good. You're not on an island with palm leaves writing out help, are you? I'm just wondering.
No, but I would like to be.
I would like to, too. I'm with you. Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert.
I mean, there are some days where I wouldn't mind being deserted.
Yeah.
On an island.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm so with you on that. Oh, my gosh. Chris Ann Hall from the Chris Ann Hall Show and also LibertyFirstSociety.com. Because I'm welcoming new stations on, so I want people to know who you are. A constitutional attorney and constitutional expert. And so glad to have you on. You were just on the OAN Network, and we got to talk FISA for sure. But I'm just so grateful for you and the work that you're doing. I'm so glad. Just so glad to know you.
Oh, well, you're so nice to me. Thank you very much.
You
it's
bet.
Been a crazy week, so maybe God's telling you to give me some encouragement.
You know what? I am encouraging you because you're doing wonderful work out there, Chrisanne. You're really educating. So,
Tell you we started a new project?
Okay. What is it?
We're starting a homeschool curriculum and a homeschool network for parents. All across America.
What?
Excellent.
Oh, man. Yep. I want you to talk about it every single time you come on. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So you can go right now.
Okay.
It's connecthomeschool.org.
Mm-hmm.
Just all spelled out, connecthomeschool.org.
Okay.
And you can sign up to get the notices when we're developing. So we're developing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the website's up, connecthomeschool.org.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up, get on the email list, and we will send you the updates as we get closer and closer to really, we are hoping to have the groundwork laid for our preliminary curriculum by this August. So parents will have something they can, in their hand, they can start with in August, homeschool curriculum that they can trust. And it's going to be the beginning kernel of this. Uncle Milt would be happy with this, will be all my historical government and civics training.
What?
Excellent.
K through 12.
Oh, I love this. ConnectHomeschool.org?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll put a link on the Kate Daly Show site for you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, we need is everybody to sign up now.
Okay.
So that you can make sure that you're in the pilot program.
Okay.
And we can give you notice on everything that's going to be released. I just spent 2.5 hours today writing and recording our K through 12 study on the Declaration of Independence.
Oh my gosh, I'm unbelievably excited about this. I can't even tell you what an answer. Connecthomeschool.org. I'll put a link on our site. Oh my gosh, I know.
We're also going to do legal helps for homeschool parents to help them navigate the homeschool laws in their state.
Wow, nice.
We're going to have private chats where homeschool parents can connect with each other and maybe connect with home co-ops or even start their own co-op.
I love this. This is fantastic. Thank you for this. I'm very, very excited. I want to read you a paragraph, okay? This is from the AP.
Okay, read it to me.
This is from the AP. This is all about FISA. Though the program would technically expire on April 19th, this is the AP, mind you, the lying scumbags of the AP, the Biden administration has said it expects its authority to collect intelligence to remain operational for at least another year, thanks to an opinion earlier this month from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which receives surveillance applications. But administration officials say that if the program lapses, some telecommunication companies could reduce or stop cooperation with the government or challenge its authority. Comments?
Well, I think that these telecommunications already have the authority to stop cooperating and challenge, because everything about FISA is completely and totally not just unconstitutional, but anti-constitutional. I do find it I don't know if the proper word is ironic, but ironically and sickeningly hilarious that what we have as a standard in America is that FISA, which was created by the legislature, actually sunsets, but the courts created by the legislature, called the FISA court, decide that FISA is not going to stop when the law says it's going to stop. It's going to keep going. The FISA system will keep going as long as the FISA courts actually say it will. The problem is that when it expires, the FISA courts also lose their authority. Well, they don't have, it's a pretended authority. It's what our founders called the color of authority. So somebody took some crayons and colored in some authority that just doesn't exist, if that's the way you want to look at it. So FISA courts have no authority. They're like the star courts of the 17th century. And they don't have authority, especially after the law expires that created them.
Uncle Milty?
When
the law... like the Frankenstein monster.
Uncle Milty. Uncle Milty has a comment.
When the law expires, don't they also lose the color of money?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. Unfortunately, and I will say this, because this is one of the things that Joe Biden argues all the time. It's why money is going to Ukraine. It's why all this money is going around the world. You would think that when the law expires, the money would dry up. The problem is our Congress, unconstitutionally and anti-constitutionally, contrary to the Constitution, gives the executive branch a discretionary fund. There is absolutely nothing in the Constitution that allows the federal government to hand the executive branch, the House of Representatives, mind you, to hand the executive branch a blank check for whatever they want to do and without any oversight whatsoever. I mean, I can't think of anything more constitutionally offensive from a financial perspective than discretionary funding in the executive branch.
Only 19 said no.
Our founders would be like, dude, do you not realize you have a king?
Yeah. Only 19 Republicans
said no. You have a king that's supported by law. You have a king that's supported by money. And you are supporting a king with your tax dollars.
Oh, my gosh. Kinda, Uncle Milty?
Kind of changes the definition of power of the purse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be the power of the sieve. I mean, there's no purse. There'd be no, there's no vehicle that holds our money.
That's right.
It just simply slips through the hands of the House, who are supposed to be the ones that are controlling our funding. I get really, oh my gosh, I don't know, I hope I'm not going off on a tangent here, but the Speaker of the House gave this interview, and I can't remember where it was, but I happened across it on social media, and I was seething, absolutely seething, because I get so sick and tired of hearing this. It's like, well, you know, Marjorie Greene didn't like the this year's spending bill, but I didn't like it either. But what are we going to do? We can't do anything until we have a majority in the House and the Senate and the president who will sign it into law. That is bullcrap, excuse my French. According to the Constitution of the United States, according to the people who wrote the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1, puts the power of the purse in the hands of the House alone. The Senate does not have to agree with a spending bill the House creates, and the president doesn't have a veto authority over a spending bill. The only authority the president has is to sign it like a secretary that it's been received and passed on. Spending alone is in the House alone.
Amen.
Because the people are to control the House, so the people control the budget. We have completely set that aside and once again transformed ourselves economically into a kingdom where the king controls how much money he gets by holding a budget hostage. And congressmen, like the Speaker of the House, are able to shirk responsibility and hide accountability through, I don't care, is it ignorance? Is it negligence? Is it malice? I don't really care if the Speaker of the House is an ignorant or an evil or a negligent person. That matters not to me. At the end of the day, the results are exactly the same. He is irresponsible and ignorant of our process, and we need somebody in the House of Representatives that not only has a brain to understand this, but the gonads to stand on it.
Woo!
Excellent.
That will be my soundbite for tomorrow. Uncle Milty, wow. Uncle Milty, go.
I know, but if it wasn't this way,
no,
I'd be
it.
Scared to death of a government shutdown.
Oh, my gosh. So where does it... Oh, I love that, Chrisanne. Amen, amen, amen. So where does it stand right now? Where does the bill stand?
Well, can I just say something really strange?
Okay.
It's irrelevant.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
It's absolutely irrelevant, and the fight the courts have told us so.
Yeah.
Look at the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was supposed to sunset when George Bush left office. Where are we with the Patriot Act?
Still have it.
It's irrelevant because until the people get sick and tired of this, it will continue. Whether it be constitutionally, extra constitutionally, or contrary to the Constitution, it will continue until we have enough. If there's one thing that I am happy about what's happening to Donald Trump, is once and for all, the people are beginning to see and actually recognize how wicked and how violent of an attack this is on the rights of all Americans.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I hope that Donald Trump keeps screaming that from the rooftop.
Yeah, I do too. Absolutely. To kill this, kill these measures
and to
understand.
The question will be, if he becomes president, Kate, will he actually do something about it? That's what we need to write down on our refrigerator.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think we look at history and we understand what we're up against and we understand what needs to happen. And I love that you spelled out the Senate's role and the president's role in the spending bill. Thank you for that. That was beautiful.
Yeah, and if people don't understand that, if they don't know what that's about, then please sign up for my class at libertyfirstsociety.com called The Power of the Purse. Mm-hmm. Uncle Milty's seen it.
Yep.
He knows it's how clear. I mean, we walk through very simply. A sixth grader can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me interpreting anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking anybody else's interpretation. We literally walk through the text.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. And connecthomeschool.org. Go sign up. I'll put the link on the site. I'm so grateful to you for doing this. This is going to be a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. You have a great day. You are doing the best work. Thank you so much for coming on every Thursday. I adore you.
Oh,
we really
thank
do.
Thank you so much. And have a fabulous weekend. We are on our way to Springfield, Missouri, and
awesome.
Then to Lowell, Arkansas.
Good luck. Yep. Good luck. Safe travels.
And God bless.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you, Chrisanne Hall.